First Line Report, News and Analysis. I'm Bernard Kalb, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A riddle. There was peace in the land, not strife, and the people were content. Then, one day, something the people revered disappeared, and suddenly there were quarrels, antagonisms, distrust. Where did this take place? In what country? The answer, after this.
Now, wait. You go to your pickup dealers, order the pickup you want, and then wait. 1, 2, even 3 months. Well, not this fall. Not if it's a 1974 Ford pickup. Your Ford dealer has the biggest selection of 1974 pickups he'll probably have all year, in a big variety of models, too. These are his roomy, rugged Ford pickups that have the famous twin I-beam front suspension for a smooth car-like ride, and lots of other standard features like front disc brakes, full foam seat, and a hidden storage area behind the seat. Yes, your Ford dealer's never had so many pickups before. And that's not all. He also has a wide selection of rancheros, Broncos, and big trucks to choose from. So don't delay. Your Ford dealer's ready to deal today on the truck that fits you and your job.
Have you ever heard of Qom? Qom, K-O-M. Well, Qom is a kingdom, tiny, isolated, mountainous. Part of the Republic of Cameroon in Africa, population about 40,000 plus the Afo-Akam. The Afo-Akam is no ordinary mortal. He is sacred, about 100 years old, and he is made of wood, a little over 5 feet tall, his body covered with sackcloth, his face with a copper mask. This artifact, to a Western eye, may seem nothing more than a crudely attractive piece of primitive African art. Not so to the people of Qom. So long as the Afo-Akam lived, if that's the word, so long as the Afo-Akam lived in their midst, there was a kind of serenity in the kingdom. The Afo-Akam, symbol of their culture, the centerpiece of their history. But one day in 1966, the Afo-Akam disappeared, and all sorts of strange happenings were reported. The Fon was believed to have been psychologically killed. Fon is what the people of Qom call their king, and he soon died. Among the people, other things seemed to die. Confidence, for example, suddenly displaced by mistrust, friendliness by suspicion. It was a time of tension centering on the disappearance of the Afo-Akam. Was it stolen? Could it have been spirited away, sold to a dealer in African art? Could a member of the royal family have had a hand in such treachery? In any case, the Afo-Akam was gone. They had a local woodcarver carve a replica, but everyone knew it was counterfeit. Qom was anything but Qom. The scene shifts. A few months ago, a showing of Cameroon art was featured at an American college. The picture on the cover of the catalog was the Afo-Akam. Seems that a Manhattan art merchant, widely respected, had acquired the Afo-Akam from someone described as an impeccable dealer, probably in Paris, and it was reportedly on sale for some $60,000. The detective work in this saga of the Afo-Akam was carried out by the New York Times, and the story was prominently featured in its pages, including page one. Well, the story created a sensation of sorts, particularly in Qom. The new Fon said every man in the country will give money to the man who brings back the Afo-Akam. We will give him everything he asks for. The dealer at first was not inclined to return the Afo-Akam, but he ultimately relented. He also offered his deep sympathy to the Fon and his subjects in Qom, saying he would forego any profit from its return. In Qom, there was disbelief and jubilation. It is much like a dream, said the Fon, so much like a dream. Tribesmen were quoted as saying, peace will return when the statue is returned. In Qom, a piece of carved wood is helping restore trust and confidence within the kingdom. In other societies, it takes more. Now, this message.
Tonight, countless men and women will lie awake suffering from arthritis minor pain.
But thousands of others with the same problem will get a good night's sleep. Know why?
Before they go to bed, they rub in Exocane. Exocane medicated foam. the only leading rub with benzocaine, the special anesthetic that helps temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So if you'd like to enjoy a good night's sleep in spite of your arthritis minor pain, rub in fast-acting exocaine.
Together with Holiday Inn. Good food, good friends, together.
First Line Report, I'm Bernard Kalb, CBS News.